This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and we have moved locations between hour one and hour two of this show.
Sort of, between those times.
We've moved days, we've moved locations. And
I recall a party last night and a lot of drinking.
I'm surprised you recall it from the way you were behaving.
What was I doing?
No, you were fine. You were just a little tipsy.
Like I danced on a table.
There was a couple of drunk. Ernie was pretty drunk. We can talk to him about that maybe later on. But it was good. It was a good time. Actually, we just finished up Freedom Fest, where we spent 4 days at what it was a pretty large event with like 2,000 people. Vin Armani joining us. Hey, Vin.
Hey, guys.
It's been too long.
Porkfest.
That's true.
It was where I saw you last, so it's been a month.
It's going to be a while, I imagine, before we see you again.
It might be. Yeah.
But you have, there's a lot to talk about, but let's talk briefly about where we are right now. We're in Vegas still, but we're at a different location, down the strip, over one street, I think.
Not the strip, yeah, whatever it is.
It's like one street over, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
pretty close.
Yeah. It's called the Industrial Space. Can we even say that? Can we say that after the fact? Because I know this was like a secret thing, like in advance.
I think probably it's okay.
I think after the fact we could probably say it, because the word will probably get out. Pictures, I imagine, will be getting out. But this is Anarcho Vegas, and this is your home. You used to, not this building, but you used to actually live here.
I don't see your bed.
Yes. No, it's still definitely my home in my heart, but I hadn't been back for a year and a half. I mean, New Hampshire, and then now I'm back in Southern California, but it's, man, it changes. Vegas just changes constantly.
Really?
Yeah, this place wasn't here when I left.
That's
the place
amazing.
That we're in right now, and it's looks pretty great.
Maybe it was here, but it was something else?
No, they just built it. Everything changes so fast here, but this is my home, so... It's nice to be back, for sure, and it's nice to see this particular crowd, since it's sort of an Acapulco crowd that is doing this, and so it's cool to see this crowd here in my home.
It is cool. It's a good group of folks. The party last night was very well attended, and I was talking, and we'll probably get one of the organizers over here.
A kickoff party for this sort of
thing. Yeah, yeah. Aaron, we were talking about, you know, putting these events together, and she said they broke even on this, and I'm
which
like,
which is amazing.
That's incredible.
As a first event.
Yeah, that's
then
incredible.
That means this will continue.
Indeed it will.
And grow big.
No, yeah. it probably helped to have it the same weekend as Freedom Fest.
Sure,
that
sure
way people who are... People who are already here, you know, they can have the excuse of staying a couple extra days.
Mm-hmm.
And the demographics are very different. The party last night, probably Ernie was probably the oldest guy in the room in his early 50s. And everybody else probably 30s, 40s, maybe late 20s. Yep. Whereas Freedom Fest, it seemed like the bulk of the audience there was maybe in their 60s or 70s. I mean, it was a much, much older, different demographic, more conservative at Freedom Fest.
More, it's kind of a Republican event. Would you categorize it Republican and libertarian sort of statist event, whereas this is a little more libertarian anarchist, if I dare say.
Yeah.
What Mark Skousen has done over there at Freedom Fest is amazing stuff. Somehow he manages to get some of the biggest names in the libertarian movement, and a lot of libertarians, to hang out for 3 or 4 days with a bunch of sort of Trump-supporting Republicans.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it works, and I don't know why there aren't more brawls. There just aren't.
People are well-behaved.
They certainly are.
Well, that's what I was saying, that Penn Jillette gave a speech, a keynote speech on Friday night, and like within 2 minutes of starting his speech, he started talking about being an atheist.
Mm.
And I'm like, this is not the right crowd for this, right? Like, these are God-fearing, good Christian, flag-waving, Jesus-worshipping people, for the most part. That's the feeling I got from some of the attendees there.
Sure.
Not only that, he went into, and I think I can say this on the air because it's a piece of art and it was a piece of history. Later in his speech, he talked about Piss Christ.
Oh, I remember that.
So he
yeah.
he went to the most offensive possible thing that he could talk about in front of this audience. And I was amazed.
And then later he called himself a open borders libertarian.
Right. Well, I was amazed standing in the back watching a whole room that nobody got up and, like, stormed out. There wasn't, like, some angry conservatives getting up out of their seat and walking out, because he was not, like, you know, he wasn't being a friend to the Christians, basically, on the stage. And so I thought, you know,
I didn't
this
think
audience
he was being as combative as he could be.
I thought this audience is, you know, at the very least, kind enough to sit through this and, you know, not be rude.
How much of that do you think has to do with Vegas? So one of the things that I realized living here and getting a chance to meet a lot of people who are coming from all over, there's a certain thing that happens when you touch down in Vegas that sort of, no matter what your political bent is, you do leave some of that at the door. And you, when you enter the city, you sort of prepare for... You are rewarded for being open to new experiences and ideas in this city, and it's sort of the place to go and
do that.
And do that. So in some ways, it may just be the town.
It's interesting.
Well, Mark Skousen said something. The organizer had said something similar.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Basically, that he felt that Vegas was really the right place for exploring new ideas.
To bring different worlds together, sort of, in this case. And I thought it was good. Now, we're actually here at Anarcho-Vegas, a first-time event. It was held in a bit of secrecy due to some controversy with a previous event location. And, again, we'll talk to the... Yeah, they got kicked out.
I didn't know about it. I have not... This is my first hearing about it, so I can't wait to listen to this show so I can actually know.
I mean, the short version of the story, from what I was told last night, was apparently the government called the other venue and said, you shouldn't have these people there because there's a terrorist watch list person there. Apparently, Larkin Rose is on the terrorist watch list. That was the claim.
Right. To say, the idea that Ian Freeman is not on a terrorist watch list, and, I mean, how the hell did that happen?
Well, no, wait, I wasn't a guest at the event.
That's right. So, well, he should take that as a bit of a badge of honor.
It's a compliment, absolutely. Wow. They scuttled an entire event over him. But then they had they made a deal with this place that we're at right now, and they kept it quiet, right? So they said, oh, we're only going to give you the location once you buy a ticket.
Right.
So I guess the feds figured it wasn't worth buying a ticket to find out where where the location was. So, Vin, you're going to be speaking today? What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm on a crypto panel in the evening today, yes. And then also after that, going to announce the first category for the first ever Satoshi Awards.
Tell me about that.
So the Satoshi Awards, this is all about innovation within the space that is following the ideals set out by Satoshi of starting to give some individual sovereignty to the people who are users of Bitcoin.
Oh, I see. So you're a Bitcoin cash shill.
So this is there's a lot of people on the committee from all realms of Bitcoin.
Yep.
And so this is for... it's going to be held... this is the first time it's going to be held at Anarchapulco. And it's going to be...
Vegas?
Anarchapulco.
Oh, okay.
So we're announcing... This will be the announcement.
You're
for
announcing
it,
that it's happening
that
here.
That it's happening in February.
Got it.
Putting together the... So the committee is together. We're putting together the categories. We'll begin to start taking votes and nominations. And so this is everybody from developers, evangelists. I assume you guys will end up being nominated for something.
Well, I sent an email in that we wanted to be involved in the... I don't care whether we get a nominated or anything, but it would be great.
I'm sure you will be.
I just simply wanted to be involved in pushing we need our own awards.
Yes, agreed.
Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, so it's here.
There haven't been any crypto awards yet? This is the first
not that I know
after
of
a decade. Yeah.
So
nobody figured this out.
So this is it, the Satoshi Awards. So
that's
so
cool.
Yeah. So I'm
so wait.
Be,
who's heading this up? I mean, how did this come together?
I was actually just reached out to and asked, would you be interested in being on this committee? But there's a long... I don't have the committee list in front of me, but there's a long list. You would recognize pretty much every single one of these people.
Old school crypto
people, and some sort of newer voices in the space. And so it's super interesting. I like the concept. I like the idea that this is not like an industry award, which is what I was worried about in the beginning, that this is, can we really, dig deep and recognize some people who are living up to the sort of vision and the sort of innovation that Satoshi Nakamoto himself was.
Well, you'll need some industry awards, though. You'll need some of those
people. They'll be in there.
Yeah,
they'll
be in that, because otherwise you don't get the sponsors.
Yeah, right. I mean, obviously, it's people are in the industry, the people who are going to be nominated and whatnot, but that there is a kind of an ideological bent to this.
Hold that thought, Ben. Can you stay for another segment with
us here? Yeah, please do. I got questions.
All right, more with Vin Armani. VinArmani.com, still the best website for you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live, and we're at Anarcho-Vegas.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Are you able to do whatever you really want to do? Being stuck in a job or difficult business? Or being locked into a relationship with a woman you might like, but you're not free to do what you want? I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. We are at Anarcho Vegas, and I suspect there's going to be another one of these. If you missed it, they're likely going to do another one, given that it has broken even, and year one for breaking even is an incredibly successful event. So go check out Anarcho Vegas to learn more about it. Vin Armani joining me and Mark here in the remote studio. But first, Mark, talk about the amazing product known as My Magic Mud.
Yeah, I left my My Magic Mud toothpaste at the last hotel, and I sincerely hope
feeling
that
sorry now, aren't
the
you?
Maid doesn't try. I think it's some kind of face rejuvenation product or anything like that. She's smearing it on. My Magic Mud is a toothpaste made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. And as strange as that may sound, check out your toothpaste and see what what the ingredients are for that. I had to use your, you had some travel thing, like
Colgate
something, thank God, but that's what I had to use here recently. It's clinically, My Magic Mud, clinically proven to whiten teeth. I'm certain that it gets my teeth cleaner than regular toothpaste, because I've been using it for more than half a decade. I haven't been without it. I love it, and you can get it at most major health food stores. Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. But if you go to MyMagicMud.com, you can get it for 20% off with coupon code FTL20. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20. If you listen to only one thing I ever say on the air, get some My Magic Mud. It's the greatest product. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20.
All right, so we're back with Vin Armani from VinArmani.com. We were talking about the Satoshi Awards,
yes,
which you are helping to put together.
I'm on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
So
how big is this committee?
I think there's maybe 10 members now. I mean, you've got people like Roger Veer's on it, Jeffrey Tucker's on it.
And you guys are tasked with like coming up with the categories and nominating people for the categories?
Yes, or all of the above. I think we've all submitted categories, but if people want to get involved, it's thesatoshiawards.com,
okay,
or you can follow them on Twitter at thesatoshis if people want to, you know, get involved. We have some of the categories, but we're still looking for more. And again, it's about honoring ethical innovation in the space. So, yeah, anybody who wants to be involved or they want to nominate somebody, there's no way for any one of us to know all the things that are happening in the space. It moves so
impossible.
Fast. So, yeah, go and visit, reach out and say, hey, here's somebody that I really think should be nominated, and of course people will take a look at it. So.
And it's going to happen at Anarchapulco 2020.
That's right.
Which is a perfect place for it because, I mean, I know there's other stuff that happens at Anarchapulco, but it feels like a crypto conference to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I hosted the CryptoPulco stage this last go around, and
it was packed, right? There were a lot of people in there.
Yeah, it was very busy. It's a leg, it's a part of Anarchapulco. So,
Everybody talks about crypto when they're there.
Oh yes,
it's on everybody's lips. I mean, it's just it's so prevalent at Anarchapulco. I mean, like I said, there's other stages, other tracks going on, other things for people interested in to follow. But man, it's a great crypto conference. It really is.
You know, the vibe of this, it's a lot of the same people. Last night, the event, it seemed like, again, as you say, so much of the discussion was about crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's that was almost the lead-in.
It was also a fundraiser for Free Ross. We should mention that.
Yes, it was.
FreeRoss.org. There was an
they
auction.
Did pretty well, too.
Over $1,000, probably like $1,500, I think, mm-hmm, was raised. I mean, there were DVDs selling for $200. Somebody paid, I think, $1,000 for a very beautiful piece of artwork of Ross.
Yeah, I really like that.
I saw you bidding
on that.
Yeah, it was very nice. I mean, I'm not an art collector.
Did you guys happen to have a vodka cocktail last night?
Mark gave me some kind of cocktail.
Then you were drinking my vodka, which is distilled here in Vegas.
Wonderful.
Baby Vodka was a sponsor last evening and will be again this evening, so if you guys are there.
All right.
So you own this?
I do.
Okay.
Yes. So this is my
is
vodka.
Is it only
everything.
Available in Nevada?
Only available. Well, it's only available now with cryptocurrency.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you
but can.
But
can you ship it to another state?
Yes. So there is an arrangement whereby, and crypto enables this, where we're able to serve as your agent, and it's a sale through the distillery itself. It's only sold by the bottle. We engrave it for you. It's signed by myself and now the family of the distiller who distilled it. He's actually passed away unexpectedly, the master distiller and founder of the distillery. So we only have, I think we have a couple hundred bottles left. Ooh. And so there will never be any more.
This is limited edition.
This is a limited edition. But there was a case there this last evening, and we'll be there this evening specifically to support Ross, but also to support this event. So
that's awesome.
So this is what I wanted to get into here. Yeah. Is what are you doing? I mean, for God's sake, man,
he's raising a kid.
Two. Well, he has two kids. He also has a wife
to California.
Yes. Turns out people can do that and do things. And I want to find out about the things, right? So at one point you're doing. What is that, American
Cointext
Gigolo?
Is still going.
What's that?
Cointext.io.
Cointext.io, my crypto business, is still going. I've been heavily in the lab and just released an open source library for Bitcoin Cash to do non-custodial escrow. And
That's kind of like what they're doing with local.bitcoin.com, right?
Yes, it uses a lot of the same technology, but this is even more so a peer-to-peer protocol. And Steven Zeiler of AnyPay, the founder of AnyPay, and I just this week did the first ever completely peer-to-peer, non-custodial, secured by Bitcoin Cash sports wager.
Really?
Padres, he took the Padres and they won a game against Miami Marlins.
Huh.
We sort of were doing it all over Twitter so people can go and see this thing. But history was made completely peer-to-peer, regulatorily
and
exempt
you guys
sports
put this
wager.
Together?
This was using the library that I released.
Huh.
So this is coming now, guys.
This is great minds are working on this.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
saying betting with Bitcoin Cash is coming. That's what you're talking about.
Oh, well, it's technically already here. What's so awesome about it is that no more bookie, no more anything like that. Peer-to-peer, secured, you put your money up onto the blockchain and you can only pull it out. Only the winner can
it's a smart
pull
contract.
It out. It's essentially a smart contract.
Is this going to be like
Bitcoin
an app
Cash.
That somebody downloads to allow them to interact with this?
Yeah, it will be a protocol that will be built into any number of wallets. We're looking to have this actually be not just an application, but a whole ecosystem and economy to disrupt potentially sports wagering, which is $150 billion in the U.S.
huge.
Alone.
Didn't they just legalize that federally or
and
something?
This actually makes that a moot point because doing this in this manner is exempt from regulations as it is because it becomes a social bet between two people.
So is there any money on it or you just release this into the wild? You make money on it?
Right now it's released into the wild, but there are business models for both the sort of people who report the results, you call them referees or oracles, and then also for the wallet developers, the matchmakers, if you will, who match you with somebody who wants to bet. And so this is all possible on Bitcoin Cash.
How long before you can do it on tennis?
We could do it tomorrow on tennis if you wanted to.
So this is not yet public?
It's public. So the library itself, if you are a developer, you can go. It's called Jeton Library, so J-E-T-O-N. If you type in Jeton-lib, and so there's been articles about it already. I wrote an article detailing. So it's the early stages. I'm hoping to get developers interested, but I'm heavily working on this.
When you are ready to announce it, like in a downloadable form for the average person, please come back on and let us know.
Yes,
Vinarmani, vinarmani.com. You want to go grab breakfast? Thanks for coming on here with us, man. Always appreciate it. We got more Free Talk Live coming up from Anarcho-Vegas here in moments.
This is a special alert. For business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Monday at the White House telling reporters that he's losing patience with Iran.
They disrespected the United States. They shouldn't have done that. That was a big mistake. One of the best things I've done is terminate that ridiculous deal. If they want to make a deal, it's frankly getting harder for me to want to make a deal with Iran.
The president was referring to the 2015 nuclear agreement. Puerto Rico's governor says he will not seek re-election next year after a week of protests. Richard Rosello says he hears what the protesters are saying.
I will continue to make my decisions and work with the people of Puerto Rico. I've left every ounce of heart, everything that I've done so that we can recover properly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and the White House and congressional leaders have announced they've reached a deal on raising the nation's debt ceiling. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with the
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We are at Anarcho Vegas, and it's getting crowded in here at this point. It's right now it's Sunday when we're recording the show. The stage, I believe, is supposed to be happening now after 1 o'clock Pacific. We're here and talking with interesting folks who we didn't get a chance to talk to. Some of them at Freedom Fest who were there. A lot of folks from Freedom Fest are here, mostly the younger people from Freedom Fest, it seems like. The demographics, very, very different here. Ian and Mark in our remote studio. Naomi Brockwell is joining us here from her YouTube channel, which is Naomi Brockwell TV. Hey, Naomi.
Hi, lovely to be here.
Yeah, apparently you were on our show like half a decade ago. And you remembered it, but I did not in any way, shape, or form.
Free Talk Live has launched many, many auspicious careers.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys, for everything that you did. I can remember doing.
What? Can you tell people about your YouTube channel, what they're going to find there when they go?
Sure thing. So I, as well as sort of being a producer for John Stossel, I have my own tech show. And it focuses on blockchain tech, although I'm based in Silicon Valley now. So sort of branching out a little bit to look at tech in general, how tech empowers our lives, provides us great tools for freedom, etc. But my show mainly focuses on blockchain tech because I think that The money supply is one of the most important things in our society.
I think it's obvious. Yep.
Absolutely. And having competition in that money supply is tremendously important. So I think that Bitcoin is the biggest step towards freedom that we've seen in the last 100 years.
Absolutely.
And if I can let people know and show them that there are alternative monies out there that are superior forms of money, then I hope that I'm doing a good thing for people.
So I detect an accent. Are you from like Texas or Minnesota or something?
That's exactly where my accent is. You've spotted. You have a great ear there. I'm either from there or from Australia.
So you mentioned you're in Silicon Valley. I thought you were living in New Hampshire.
So, okay. Yeah. So I was in New York for 8 years and then tried to move to New Hampshire, bought a house, and then I went to Australia for 7 weeks for Christmas and came back, and the house was completely destroyed, flooded.
Oh, my God.
The pipes
goodness.
Had been running for weeks and weeks and weeks, so the entire house had to get gutted. So then we moved to Silicon Valley to get jobs to pay for said house. So I...
Frozen pipes? Is that what happened?
Oh. Exactly. Yeah, so it was...
Welcome to New Hampshire. You've got a disaster.
It was a great welcome home, you know, however many, like, 30-something hours of flying and traveling and get home, and then just like total. It was a total nightmare.
Yes, it sounds absolutely awful. So do you intend to return to New
Hampshire? Oh, I hope so. I mean, the community in New Hampshire is fantastic. You just have the greatest people who are all like-minded. They move there because they want some more freedom in their lives. So I think that's a great space to be around. I mean, California's like the antithesis, right?
It's
surrounded by a bunch of status. I still love it. I love the weather. I love the tech scene there. It's really exciting. But, I mean, New Hampshire, just a great community.
What was it that motivated you to move there in the first place? Was there something key about it that,
the Free State Project.
So you went to like Porkfest and that.
Yeah.
Was that a big,
absolutely.
Big factor?
Yeah, for sure.
I think for a lot of people, it's really an amazing experience for them to actually be around that many like-minded folks. It's a little bit overwhelming and like shocking that it's even possible, but
I
it is.
I know, and it's I mean, it's just such a down-to-earth conference. Porkfest is. It's it really shows you a different side of the libertarian movement, because you do have different kinds of festivals in the space, and I go to a lot of conferences, and I like Porkfest in particular because it's so down-to-earth. The people there are just regular people who want freedom in their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll stay out to all hours by the campfire, you know, and just having fun and sing karaoke and whatever else you want to do. And it's just such a great time.
How did you get into this crypto world? What's your kind of backstory?
And backstory into crypto, well, I got into Austrian economics first, and so I was super passionate about that. And actually, I got really interested in monetary policy. So reading, you know, Rothbard's What Has the Government Done to Our Money? And so when I found out about Bitcoin, sort of light bulbs went off, and I was like, wow, this is kind of like the Hayekian idea of competing currencies. If this works, then this is really exciting. So Bitcoin became this fascination for me. I started making videos about it in 2013. I started working at the New York Bitcoin Center then as well. And
was that the one in Manhattan?
Yeah, it was right on Wall Street there. It was really cool.
We've been in there.
Yeah, very, very fun. I did a Reason piece, actually, where we did a tour of it and everything. I
think they closed down, though, right?
They closed down a while ago. They're now based in Soho. But I just got really interested in this the more I learned about it and the more I realized. I mean, you look at what's happening right now. We've just had 2 days of Senate hearings where they're talking about Libra, Facebook's new cryptocurrency.
It seemed to scare the pants off these politicians.
They're
so amazing.
Scared. But you know what's the most interesting thing about all of this is I think Facebook is suddenly realizing the value of having something that's decentralized, because you didn't see Congress writing to the CEO of Bitcoin and saying, shut down. There is none. Right. No, they can't unplug the Bitcoin servers. They can't shut down the Bitcoin company. You know, it's decentralized, so it can't be shut down. And so I think that Facebook is now starting to realize the value of that. And that's why I'm most interested in Bitcoin, because I saw this thing that couldn't be shut down, and I thought, wow, this is the money that can't be debased, whereas the U.S. dollar not only can be debased, but exists in this perpetual state of institutionalized debasement.
It's part of the plan.
Yeah, once people... Yeah, it's this insidious arm of government, right? And so once people realize that there is an alternative money out there that is a far superior money that can't be debased, I think they're going to get much more of the market share.
What do you think is going to happen with Libra? You're so much more plugged into this stuff than we are, and smarter too. And I just want
to... I'll take it.
I don't like to lie to the audience.
She looks better too.
Indeed.
So now you've buttered me up with all this flattery.
What's going to happen with Libra?
I mean, that's a fascinating question. I can see two different directions for this.
Presuming they get it off the ground. Right, because they may not even get it off the ground.
Well, they're the two different directions. Okay.
They don't have the fuel for the rocket, I'll tell you.
So I see Libra as potentially going in two different directions. One of them is that it's approved and it becomes co-opted as the same way that social media companies by the government they're asking for permission from.
Okay.
So I think that...
Which is to say more than one, because they're going to be tying in with different
government
currencies.
Well, U.S. government, I think, is going to be the most important because they dictate policy around the world, and we've seen that. You know, whatever rules the U.S. wants, the long arm of the U.S. government extends far beyond the U.S. borders, as we've come to find. But I think that if they get it approved, it will be co-opted by government to a certain degree, and it will become like the same way that Facebook is sort of a surveillance tool of the state. You know, they can leverage them, they can get whatever data that they want. So I think that if it's approved, it's because the government is happy enough that they can get enough data and surveillance and tracking, whatever they want from it. If it is not approved, if they fight it and want to shut down the Libra network, I think that we're going to start to see a far more robust crypto economy that's an underground economy start to develop. I think that people are going to go towards Bitcoin and Monero and other coins out there. Mm-hmm. Crypto obviously isn't going to die. At this stage, we've shown the robustness of this, and there are sectors of society that definitely find this very valuable.
Yeah, but I've been told by the media that crypto's died. Like several times. I mean, keeps dying.
Yeah, no, we get told that all the time. And that's what's so funny, isn't it? That people, some libertarians even, don't know a good thing when it hits them over the head. Mm-hmm. And people just keep thinking, another Bitcoin obituary. Oh, it's dead. And people are still saying it. But it hasn't died. It's stronger than ever. Every time we face pushback or whether at any time someone tries to attack the network, it gets stronger.
There's more transactions, I think, now than previous. Right?
Absolutely. Like, it's getting stronger all the time.
Right.
And more coins are coming around that are developing different interesting things. I don't know whether or not they will succeed. I mean, we have yet to see how this is all going to pan out, you know, what's going to be predominant. But now we've proven not only that government doesn't have to be the one who provides the currency, government has been inextricably linked to the creation of money for a long time.
At least in our lifetimes. Yeah,
we just associate it. We think, that's the government's job. So we've already proven that that's not true.
And
they've
proven they're very bad at it.
Oh, my God.
Like, they're horrifyingly bad at it.
I mean, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its value in the last 100 years.
But
people would have to be stupid to hold it for another 100, right?
Sure.
Especially when there are alternatives out there.
They're bad at providing good money for us, but that's the point, right? They're creating a money that they have control over
so
they can shift the value over to their buddies in the military-industrial complex. Naomi, do you want to stay with us for another segment?
Yeah, sure.
All right. More here with Naomi Brockwell from Naomi Brockwell TV. That is her channel on YouTube. We'll continue here from the very first ever Anarcho Vegas in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Free Talk Live. We got more on the way.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here at Anarcho Vegas. AnarchoVegas.com is the website for the event, the very first year of this event. Thankfully, somebody fixed the speakers. The speakers were pouring sound into this room, and it was making it impossible to interview folks, and that has been remedied. So thankfully, we'll probably be able to understand this next interview. And so welcome to Free Talk Live. Angelo Rosati from ConnectMe.World, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
We met last night at the sort of the pre-party, the fundraiser for FreeRoss.org, and you're here. I can't quite see the booth, but it is over there because there's a big display in front of me. But you've got a mining rig set up over there, and it's called Green. Tell us and tell our listeners what that's all about, please.
Yeah, so our vision, you know, our insight on all of this was, for the last 3 years we've been putting data centers together. And what we realized is we had, five big nodes around the world, and our goal was to be decentralized. Unfortunately, through how much mining costs and through the power...
Cryptocurrency mining.
Right. Through how much it costs, our power bills were so high that we realized we were not decentralized anymore, but kind of almost owned by the energy companies. So our goal was to create the biggest data center in the world without owning a data center.
How does that work?
And how you do that is... having people mine from home.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal is to put a million nodes out there into everybody's home where they can mine from home.
Now, isn't that what a lot of people are doing now anyway? How is this different?
Yes. And so what Green does is Green, allows you to not only mine from home, but with Green, we have an opportunity where you can actually pay your power bill with Green, with a Green token. So essentially mining from home using the electricity to mine for a cryptocurrency, and then turning that cryptocurrency back into paying your power bill.
And can you explain how that functions, right? So Green token, this is a cryptocurrency token. Is it an Ethereum token? What is the Green token?
So we do have our own blockchain,
mm-hmm.
and right now there's no value for it. So our goal is to put it on exchanges when we have right in between 40 to 50,000 nodes. Right now we have 20,000 nodes. So I believe that, you know, a solid foundation is built on rock. And how do you do that? By creating a massive amount of nodes before you even hit the market.
So you're already out there with, how many was it, 20,000?
20,000 nodes.
That's 20, a big 000, deal.
20,000 nodes, meaning people, there's 20,000 units, machines mining green,
yes,
which doesn't exist in any kind of exchange, so you can't trade it for anything right now?
Nope. The only way that you can obtain this coin is to mine it, and by purchasing a node through us.
Okay, so one could not set up their own equipment. They have to use the green equipment?
Yes, and it is software. So you are purchasing the green software, which is the node.
And then you can put it on your own hardware? You don't need to buy that from green?
So you ready for this? If I wanted to pull my laptop over here, I can show you how my laptop's mining for green. With the
really?
Node.
You told me that a phone could also assist with this? Somehow?
It hasn't taken place yet. We're in alpha on our way to beta, and then we will launch it here in the next, I'd say, 2 to 5 months.
How did you get 20,000 people to mine a thing? It's based on pure speculation at this point, right?
Absolutely. Like, yeah, it's word of mouth. You know?
That's amazing.
You know, when you have an idea, what a better way to advertise than word of mouth advertising?
I gotta say that's pretty impressive. I know that Bitcoin has not miners. I'm not sure how many miners are mining Bitcoin, but I know that at least full nodes. I think there's only like 10 or 11,000 full nodes.
There's not many, and that's the secret behind this. You know, I ask everybody, what if back in the day they sold Bitcoin nodes? What would they be worth today?
No idea. What about I mean, Bitcoin, you have to have this special computer to mine. Otherwise, you're not going to get anything. Is that the way it is?
Special hardware, yeah.
Yeah, with green, or
so it's close. It's close to the same. But I mean, here's the theory. So if you have a green node and you're able to download the software on your phone, right? It's not going to be very powerful. But where it becomes powerful is when 20, 30, or even 50,000 of us are all together on our phones together, and that creates the big, you know, that's the power is in unity when it comes to mining. So it's not a lot of power, but all of us together can mean something.
And this was the decentralized data center that you're talking about earlier.
Absolutely. Right? Yes.
So what else am I going to find? See, when I go to your website, connectme.world, there's a robot there. What does that have to do with
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. So we have our AI robot that helps, you know, that helps think for us sometimes and helps us learn. And so Connect really connects you to the blockchain, connects you to green.
Green blockchain.
Yeah, connects you to Arcade, which is another avenue that we have, a product we have. And what Connect does is really takes you from point A to point B in your, you know, your process of learning. Learning the blockchain and connecting you to the blockchain. What we believe here at Connect is in the title of liberty. And what that is you always hold your private keys with everything that we have. So if you have a green node, nobody touches your cryptocurrency. It goes right into your wallet because you have the private key. Same thing with Arcade. You will have the private key. With all of our wallets that we offer, you always hold the private key, which I believe
that's the way it should be.
Which I believe is very important.
If you don't hold the key, then somebody else is in control of your money.
Yes, even for the beginner to know and understand that. You know, so we have some great things coming in the future that I really can't even talk about.
Well, you mentioned this Arcade. What is that?
So Arcade hasn't launched yet.
Okay.
We've sold over 1,700 nodes. We've partnered with the founders of Zynga Games.
Oh, wow, that's a big deal,
and you can
right?
come over and play the actual game that we have in alpha right now called Townstar. You can download it on your iPhone. You can download it on your Android device, and you can play it. And what we're doing is we're bringing gaming back to the gamers. So we're now, you can actually have a private, like let's say you have a helicopter in the game, we're going to give you a private key to that helicopter, and you can trade it on our blockchain.
This is something that has sort of it started out being that way with games, and then it changed to, you know, whatever the company is that owns games determines who gets the good stuff, and there's no way to trade it, there's no way to sell it or buy it or anything like that.
Well, I remember when games, I forget what they were, but, you know, some of these earlier massively multiplayer online role-playing games, you know, you'd get like the bastard sword or something. You'd work really hard on your account to get this thing. People were selling them on eBay, and some of those companies said, "Nuh-uh, you can't do that. You can't do business outside of the game." Of course, then they just ended up selling their entire accounts at that point. But you're saying that this would give people individual control of the items within the game that they're playing. and they can just buy and sell and trade and however they want.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, me being a single father, I have a son, a 13-year-old son. I think it was about 2 months ago, we went over everything that we invested in Fortnite, and we were at like $3,000 over the last 2.5 years.
Gosh.
And when it's
just buying like the extras in the game?
Just the skins. And,
oh my God.
Dad, I need some more V-Bucks. So now we're fighting for our children's eyeballs. And so through arcade, we can actually control that. You know, we can actually say, oh, well, if you play this amount of time, then you're going to earn some tokens. But if you're on it for 12 hours straight, you're not going to earn. You have to take some time off. So we can actually monetize that to where we can control that with our children, too.
Right. So you can actually incentivize them to take the time off.
Yes.
As well as put the time in.
Absolutely.
Most games are out there trying to get you to put the time in. They want you to spend 36 hours in a 24-hour period playing the game, so they have incentives for that.
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
That's a great idea. It's going to make parents happy.
Take us back a little bit, Angelo. How did you get into this space, the crypto world?
So, yeah, it was. I have kind of a funny story. So it was 3.5 years ago. I was watching a webinar from Grant Cardone. And he said, hey, all of my networkers out there, if you know anything about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, you know, any kind of mining, call me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to write this down. And I wrote it down. I think I spelt cryptocurrency wrong. And I started looking at Bitcoin. And then the next day, my mentor called me. He said, hey, I found the pinnacle of my career. And he shared with me Bitcoin. He shared with me, you know, what mining is and the opportunity to be able to own these computers that print money in the form of Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I started. We started crowdfunding some data centers. And
were you into, like, money, like gold or silver prior to that? Or
no.
Not at all?
No, I mean, I was, to be honest with you, when I was... growing up in my life, I actually grew up in the carnival business.
Oh, okay.
So my dad was from Coney Island, and we traveled, did all the fairs. We did the Steel Pier Amusement Park for 17 years outside the Taj Mahal. And so I was in the cash business, so I understood that. But, you know, I always wondered, you know, why am I working hard for something that an entity can print every day as far as the Federal Reserve notes?
Mm-hmm.
And so I always would kind of a component of, you know, I always looking for something different, always saving gold, you know, pieces and silver pieces, and understood what real currency was.
Okay.
And so it was a no-brainer for me. So I researched for probably 4 days straight, you know, YouTube videos and listening to as many podcasts as I could. And once I realized that Bitcoin is now time with the blockchain and it creates true freedom, this is exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah.
So now being an independent affiliate with Green and Connect, you know, I really see the opportunities to not only, you know, be able to free everybody. And what I mean by truly freeing them is, you know, there's entities that have printed money for 100 years now. What if we could put that in everybody's home, where they could actually take advantage of the electricity they have and literally, you know, be printing crypto every single day?
And free themselves from the old money system. Angelo Rosati from ConnectMe.World, thank you for joining us here on Free Talk Live. Really
Cheers.
Appreciate it. We got more coming up here from Anarcho Vegas, the very first here in 2019. It's Free Talk Live.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of Nymagic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love Nymagic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.